You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Reach for the stars. The music of the
As a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what is not. Wild is love. Whenever two hearts meet, wild is love. Bitter but oh so sweet. And I know I must go wherever love takes me. Whatever love makes me, I will be like a fire, burning beyond control. Wild is love. In my heart and soul, and though wild is the wind and wild is the roaring sea, nothing could ever be as wild as love. And I know I must go wherever love takes me. Whatever love makes me, I will be. And though wild is the wind and wild is the roaring sea, nothing could ever be as wild as love, as wild as love, as wild as love, as wild as
there's Nat Cole, and Wayne Rash wrote that just for him. These are called concept albums. They're like movies on the radio. Did you like that album before? The Letter, Judy Garland, Gordon Jenkins, and John Ireland. Point something out about that. That sequence at the end with the kiss. I'm trying to make it clear that John Ireland was trying to shut her up by kissing her. Well, Judy had the idea, true story, that they actually, yeah, do a kiss. John was not surprised. Agreed. I think that was a first. I'm a big fan of Gordon Jenkins' music. Talented guy, best known. Gordon Jenkins wrote the Las Vegas Tropicana Holiday Review. And Manhattan Tower, we played that 2 weeks ago. Music of Barry White and Andy Williams. Welcome, everybody. The greatest music ever is the Great American Songbook. It just makes you wonder when we're going to hear more. I mean, you get that feeling? There comes a time when, well, people just don't know when the next good song comes out. Seemed like decades ago, I mean, it was a given. You'd be there. The jukebox never stopped playing. And now, I mean, things change, just like everything else. And now we struggle to find something. But there's more to come. They're still writing it. Just got to look for it. Mr. Perry Como.
Alone from night to night you'll find me. Too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. By one command I stand and wait now. From one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping, upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of the love.
Secret love, I think that inside of my heart she lived crazy. Once a secret love had me, could be impatient, became to be free. So a friendly star told me, oye Pedro, the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are, ooh ah, and why I'm so in love with me. From the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil, what? The door is open in my heart. My secret love is anymore with me. Señor, don't be afraid of my dog. He won't bark you.
What kind of a dog is that?
This is a Mexican Spitz, señor.
A Mexican Spitz?
Sí, señor. Show him, Panchito.
Now I shot him from the highest hill.
Even told the golden dove chrysanthemum, the door is open in my heart. My anymore's in secret love with me. No. My love is secret anymore with you. Nah, my secret anymore's in love. No. Ah, the heck with it. You know what I mean.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dick Smothers.
And I'm Tommy Smothers.
And before we get on with the show, I would like to wish you all a happy St. Valentine's Day in advance.
Yes, and many, many more. I love St. Valentine's Day because St. Valentine's Day happens to be, this is the truth, one of my favorite holidays, more than any other
holiday.
That's
interesting. That's very interesting that it would be one of your favorite holidays. Why would that be one of your favorite, you said your favorite holiday? Or one of your favorite holidays?
The favorite. It's my favorite holiday. I really get excited about St. There's many reasons.
What are some of the reasons you like it so much? I mean, that's strange. I've never met anybody who says, hey, that's my favorite holiday.
Well, yeah. It is. Valentine's.
Why?
Well, there's many reasons.
Name one. Just one reason. Why is it your favorite?
Oh, I'd say that the presents under the tree.
That's Christmas.
No,
Christmas.
That's St. Valentine's Day.
No.
Haven't you heard about jolly old St. Valentine's? From up on the rooftop there rose such a clatter that sprang from the bedroom to see as a man looked up on the roof, and up on the roof there was jolly old St. Valentine's going, jingle hearts, jingle hearts.
Listen. If you get presents on St. Valentine's Day, what do you get on Christmas? And how come children hang up their stockings December 24th?
And how come
the stores are full of presents in December and not February?
Well, that's...
Because you're mistaken, that's why. Because you're wrong. Now, what do you have to say? Just don't stand there. What are you going to say now?
Guess I better take down my Valentine's tree.
Andy Williams. Barry White's music. The music of the star.
And I just know the melody that made her mine will be the melody that keeps her close to me, love's theme. Let it play, let it play, let it play.
Cupid, God of love. I really can't fly. I've got these strings attached to me that go all the way up to heaven. Not really a bad job being God of love. The hours are 9 to 5. 9 at night to 5 in the morning. What I do is, I shoot people with this bow and arrow and makes them fall in love. I'll show you what I mean.
I love you. I adore you. I worship the ground you walk on. I can't sleep.
Oh,
I can't eat.
Flake off, creep. I despise you. You're rotten and obnoxious.
Yeah,
and you make me sick.
Yeah, but
watch this.
Hi.
Hi.
I love you.
You.
I adore you. I worship the ground you walk on. Mm.
How do you like them arrows?
I get you all found the chocolate-covered hearts we left on your seats?
Yeah!
Thank you. You sound real good tonight. I will apologize for the sneaky way we got you in here tonight. But it helped to hang that sound sign outside that said gasoline, 50 cents a gallon. Look, I want you to be kind to me during this monologue tonight. One massacre on this date was enough. Those of you old enough to remember. People get very gift-conscious on days like this, and I want to thank the lady from the audience who left the long-stemmed American Beauty in my dressing room. Although your daughter seems like a nice girl, I can't get her on the show. You were ahead of me, weren't you? By the way, if you're out here as tourists, especially today, and you... Come on, Tom. Welcome. All right. And if you're up on Hollywood Boulevard and you see a man walking along dressed as Cupid, that does not mean it's Valentine's Day. That means it's Murray. He dresses that way every single day.
Hi, honey. I just realized I forgot Valentine's Day again. I know this is the third year in a row. And I know you're going to be a raving about it when I get home. But at least I'm trying. So why don't you just climb off my ass?
That seems wildly...
Well, I could sense, I could sense the excitement in the studio tonight when they heard that Super Dave Osborne is here tonight. He's the star of his own smash hit series on the Showtime cable network. He has a movie deal with Columbia Studios, and he's written a book. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce the world's greatest daredevil entertainer of our day, Super Dave Osborne. Gifts for us?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, that's very nice. They look good looking. Are these expensive?
Well, they're about $20 to the general public, but to a brilliant entertainer like yourself, it's my gift for you.
Well, hey, not nice.
I only like $20.
Oh, $20.
I watch you all the time on your own show. I want to congratulate you.
Thank you very much.
Great success, but I understand. I didn't know this was in your line of expertise. You've taken on some kind of new cause, anti-political jokes of some kind?
Well, I have...
Hope it's not against me, because I do a lot of that.
What I've done...
Quail jokes I do, you know. Is that...
Yeah. What I've done... what I've done, Jimmy, is I've taken... during the campaign...
Johnny.
During the campaign, there were a lot of jokes pointed at Dan and Marilyn Quayle. And that was during the campaign. Well, after the campaign, they've continued. Now he's vice president. I can't do anything about the jokes that are told over the air. The audience responds or they don't. What bothers me is there are jokes in magazines, and it's chicken to me to write a joke in magazine that isn't funny and hide behind it. Oh, so every time I see a joke on the Quails in a magazine, I'm going to take it out and I'm going to show it to a sensitive audience like you have. And when they don't laugh, maybe the people that write these jokes will print an apology.
Oh, I see. Do you have a name for this organization?
Yes, I do.
Was that the bumper sticker?
Absolutely.
Can I just hold it up?
Shut up.
The best place for the talent of Miss April Lopez.
It's really Charo.
Come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweet as reward, let it flow. Thank you.
exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. And love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow, it floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
By the beautiful sea, you and I, you and I, oh how happy we'll be. When each wave comes up rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under and then up for air. Ma is rich, ma is rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. When each wave comes up rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water. By the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh how happy we'll be. When each wave comes up rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under and then up for air. Ma is rich, ma is rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Young Johnny Jonesy had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a float. Now he had girlies on the shore, sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His steady girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, she'd jump in his boat and they would spoon. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. They'd fool around and then they'd kiss again. And then they'd row, row, row. A little further they would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores. And then he'd row, row, row.
Sailing through the moonlight, sailing on the bay.
We were sailing along on moonlight to say, you have stolen her heart. Now don't go. As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay,
we were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing, they seemed to say,
have stolen her heart. Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
Ooh. We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. Could hear the voices ringing, they seemed to say, you have stolen her heart,
you have stolen her heart.
Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on moonlight,
she's an old side whaler built in 1903. But friends of it's in history, you're wanting to delve. Why she ran aground and that's back in 1912. So good people, let me bring the story up to date. There's another Robert E. Lee, let me elucidate. She went down the ways in Boston for her maiden trip, and she ain't no side wheeling catfish, she's a Liberty ship. Oh well, they loaded her with aeroplanes and guns and tanks. hands. Then they filled her to the gunnels with a thousand yams. They didn't know where they were going, not a soul would tell. And she got her maiden christened in with shot and shell. But she brought her cargo through and dumped them at Oran. Every mother's son among them never lost a man. She came back and did it twice again, and I'll be blowed. Why, here she comes again to get another load. And you can see her chugging along, hear them singing a song.
She's gonna blow,
blow
now,
now,
go,
go
now.
Now equipment is heavy, but everyone's ready, 'cause they've all been waiting this day to get a chance to join in the fray. It's simply great, mate, joining the invasion, sailing on the Robert E. Lee.
They call it, when the ships came sailing home with their cargoes of Kilroy's. Home from the Hurtgen Forest and Bastogne, from Rendova and the Solomons and Iwo Jima, from 100 other places we'd never even heard of before the shooting started. Kilroy was there all right, and he'd left his signature around the world. And now, brother, was he glad to be here. The song we were singing then said it all. It's been a long, long time. Like graduation day, and a lot like getting a reprieve from the governor, but sooner or later the army did let you go. 11 million Americans went through the separation mill. They all came out breathing the sweetest words of tongue or pen. I've got that piece of paper and that ruptured duck. I'm a civilian again. Thank you.
brings us to a tune that seems to be catching on in this neck of the woods. It all started when Mel Powell whipped up My Guys Come Back.
One, two, three.
Junk now wore surplus. The planes that got us there and brought most of us back. It was a time for reconversion, gearing the great arsenal of democracy back to peace. The planes and tanks and guns became consumer goods and automobiles. And that post-war depression everybody dreaded never came at all.
Goodman and the orchestra, the kid from Maxwell Street. I'm Lou Vergani, the music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network. All these programs are podcasts, civicmedia.us. Scroll down, look for shows, there we are. Happy holiday, everybody. These are the four lads. We just lost one last week. The music of the stars again next week.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you. Stars fill the sky, so in love with you. And
So in love with you am I. In love with the night mysterious, the night when you first were there. In
the stars, the music of Cole Porter.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. When two sweethearts carries you, sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be. You are never far away.
Next week, the holiday continues. This holiday of St. Valentine. What a few surprises. Next week, it's ballroom time. Wait till you hear that. Vince Gardenia, Charles Durning. And until then, keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be. You are never far away from me.
You are.
sweethearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the world.
Goodbye.
There's no
It was 50 years ago that a TV musical appeared on the screen, Charles Durning, Maureen Stapleton, called Ballroom. They thought, let's make it a Broadway show, and they did. Starred Dorothy Loudon, Vincent Gardenia, and sadly it was a flop. Next week, the movie version, Queen of the Stardust Ballroom.
Because you're always in my heart, my
some things take off, and others that you deem to be really good never really make it amongst the public. And next week, one of them. That doesn't impugn its quality. It was a hit on television, but people didn't come to the Broadway version. It opened December 14, 1978. New York City, the Majestic. 3 months later, it closed after 116 performances. Wait till you hear it. I look forward to it myself. Until next week, then, Lou Regani, the music of the stars. Civic Media, Radio Network, keep your dreams alive.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.